Welcome back to the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Mike Green. If you were asked to name the largest island in the world, you might know the answer is Greenland. But if you were asked to name the largest river island in the world, you might not have a ready answer. At the mouth of the Amazon River, where it meets the Atlantic Ocean, researchers from Cal Poly Humboldt have initiated a new research project on the world's largest river island. They're looking to learn more about biodiversity and evolution on the island. Joining the exchange to discuss the project is Cal Poly Humboldt Associate Professor Dr. Sylvia Pavon. Welcome.
Hi. Hello, Mike. How are you?
So I'm doing just fine. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Well, Doctor, your project is a study of biodiversity on the largest river island in the world. Tell me about it and tell me about this island.
So the goal of this project is basically understand the distribution and the origin and the evolution of the vertebrate community, so the vertebrates that inhabit the island. And we are focusing our efforts on understanding the history of small terrestrial vertebrates. So these include small mammals, like rodent size, which include both rodents and some marsupials, and also some frogs, amphibians, and reptiles, which is lizards and snakes. So we want to understand how these animals got to the island, from where they came, how long ago they came, and also how they have diversified in the island, which is a huge island composed of basically two main landscapes, which is a western forest area and then a more savanna-like open vegetation-like area in the eastern side of the island.
When you say savanna-like, you're talking about grasslands, prairies?
Perfect. Yes, correct.
Okay. And what's the name of the island?
Marajó.
Marajó.
Yes.
And so how big is this island?
So the island, just like in terms of comparison, is kind of like the size of Switzerland. It's pretty big, yeah.
The size of Switzerland?
Switzerland, yes.
That's amazing. Okay, so this island is sitting off the coast of Brazil, right?
Correct. It's located on the extreme eastern Amazonia, which is where the Amazonian River meets the Atlantic Ocean. And it's on the northern eastern coast of Brazil.
Okay, and do people live on the island?
Yes, yes. The island is populated, correct.
You have an approximate population number?
Oh, that's a great question. I knew that. I think, let me see.
Well, how many faculty and students did you bring there?
So we were in total six researchers doing fieldwork in Marajó. And we also brought seven students to do the field sampling with us that happened this past winter break. So it was like December 2024, January 2025. And the estimated population in Marajó is around 200,000 people.
Okay, 200,000 people. So it's about the size of the population of Jackson County here in Oregon.
Yeah.
So how did you choose? I'm sorry.
Sorry.
How did you choose the students that are part of this project?
Okay. So we actually, these are the numbers of students that came to the field. We also involving students in the lab work, which like generating DNA sequences. But to the field specifically, we had one undergrad coming from Cal Poly. And basically the student was already working with me, had a lot of interest in field work, and had the availability to come. So I kind of like selected her in the pool.
Okay, we're having some trouble with your audio. Wonder if
you can
start over with that answer.
Yes, I can. So we selected two undergrad students from U.S. institutions. One is Cal Poly Humboldt, working with me, and the other undergrad student came to the university that is working with the guy of project. And five grad students that are from Brazil, from different institutions in Brazil that were collaborators that we have in Brazil.
Okay, so we've had some intermittent disruptions in your audio, but I'm assuming, and you correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm hearing you say you have seven students, two of them from Cal Poly, and five from the Brazilian region. Is that correct?
One from Cal Poly, one from Angelo State University in Texas, and five from Brazilian institutions.
Okay, now we've got you. Okay.
So, sorry.
It's not your fault. It's technology. How did this project come about?
So, yeah, this is a long, waiting questions that we had in our mind, myself and one of the co-PIs, that we wanted to understand because people haven't made the, specific question, like how the animals that inhabit Marajó got to the island. They could have come from northern Amazonia. They could have come into southern Amazonia. And how long ago this happened? People have not framed these questions yet. And we thought it was really like some huge questions should be answered. And why not? We could like try to answer them by sampling groups that inhabit the island and also groups that inhabit the mainland that, surrounds the island. And understanding, genomic of these groups, genetics and DNA, we can trace back when they share common ancestors. So how long ago they have, colonized the island, and after colonizing the island, what happened to them? Are they adapting to different landscapes in the island? Are they having like enough diversions that can be explained by different historical colonizations of the island? So that this is how it came.
So those are really good questions. And I have one that is just burning right now, but I have to remind my audience of who we have on our show. My guest is Dr. Sylvia Pavan. She's an associate professor of zoology at Cal Poly Humboldt, and she's leading a team of researchers documenting biodiversity on Marajó, the largest river island in the world. And so, Doctor, how do we know that the animals that are on the island are not the same animals that are in the mainland nearby?
So currently, they are not the same because the island is separated from the mainland. And we are talking about small animals, terrestrial animals that don't do a lot of swimming. And we have a huge river crossing between the continent and the island, which these animals could not just like swim and cross freely. So they should have, been in the island when the island separated from the continent. So the history of the island per se, age is really ancient, but the separation of the island from the mainland is thought to be much more recent. So the island is thought to have been like separated only for about, late Pleistocene or Holocene, which is like 20,000 years ago, or maybe a little bit more than that. This exact precise timing of separation of the island is not, precisely documented, but we have evidences, geological evidences and paleoenvironment that became an island during rising of sea levels and changes structure of the geology structure, more or less recently, which is like less than a million years ago.
Less than a million years ago is recent.
It's recent. In evolutionary time, is recent.
Gotcha. So how far is this island from the mainland?
So the mainland kind of like surrounds the island. So depend on where you measure, you have like over 15 kilometers separating the continent from the island in some areas. But some like narrower areas, you have like about 1-2 kilometers wide, the river width in between the continent and the island. So it's not that they could not have crossing in vegetation boats, this is possible, but it's more likely that the origin of these animals in the island is explained by they were already inhabiting that mass of land when the island became an island. So we are actually investigating that using several different species that have distinct ecologies to see if we get the same signal from each one of those species or if they tell us different stories. Whereas, like, let's say a lizard came before from northern Amazonia and small mammals came after from southern Amazonia. You know, it will depend on, like, the timing of the last shared ancestor between the mainland and the island and from where they are sharing an ancestor with in terms of, like, where in the mainland Amazonia is their most closest relatives.
Gotcha. So you believe these creatures are indigenous to that place. What kind of creatures have you encountered so far?
So we are focusing on these like small vertebrates, so small mammals, including rodents and marsupials. And we also studying reptiles, which are lizards and snakes, and amphibians, which are frogs. And we also did encounter the Brazilian salamander when we were doing field work.
Have your team come across anything dangerous?
Well, there are definitely some, venomous snakes, but the team is trained and we are protected when we go to the field. We use like the right gear and we have training on like how to walk and pay attention. And, you know, we were like very safe. I would say I feel when I go to the field, at least because we already trained on like for the animals that are potentially there, my main concern is actually finding people other than the animals. I am not very, very much afraid of the animals because we have the training of like what to do, how to do the surveys, be careful, you know.
You have any local guides to help?
Yes, we went to Marajó and we actually did contract these local people that know the area to do the exploration with us and help setting up the traps. So we also like involve the local community in what we are doing and why we are doing that research. So we can like also help locally with like what is important about these, how important it is to knowing what it is here and to preserve the local biodiversity as well.
Okay, and what's the cost of this project?
So the whole project involves both field work and lab work, doing generating genomic data. It was like $500,000 for the whole thing, but the field work per se is not that much expensive. It was like about $20,000 for the whole team to go there and sample a couple of different localities in the Marajó Island.
Okay, and how long is it going to last? Well, what's the completion expectation?
We are expecting to finish the project by the summer 2027. So it started in the summer 2024, mm-hmm. and it goes for 3 years. So we are planning to finish by 2027.
Okay, well, that's all the time we have. Really wish you well and good luck, Doctor.
Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity to share this.
My guest was Dr. Sylvia Pavan. She's an associate professor of zoology at Cal Poly Humboldt, and she's leading a team of researchers on Marajó, the largest river island in the world.